Hello, boys and girls.
Hi, everyone. It's our special time again. Time to be with you.
Right. And we'd like to hear your Bible story, Uncle Dan. What's it about?
Well, it's an intriguing story recorded in 2 Kings, chapters 6 and 7. I call it
The Mystery of the Disappearing Army.
And it came to pass that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered together his wise men and counselors and said unto them,
Gentlemen, I called you into my presence to tell you a story, or rather my general will tell it to you. Go ahead, general.
Your majesty and fellow servants of the great country of Syria, a fortnight or so ago his majesty said unto me, General, take your army and march into Judah and capture the prophet known as Elisha. So
you've all heard this story, different versions, I'm sure, but I want you to hear the truth, how it actually happened. All right, General.
Arriving at Dothan at eventide, we surrounded the city so that Elisha could not escape during the night.
Then early the next morning, the general led the army against Dothan, right, General?
Yes, your majesty. It was during
Suddenly a fog seemed to penetrate into the minds and the eyes of the general and his staff, so that seeing they perceived not, and hearing they understood not. Is that correct, general?
Yes, your majesty. We were in a sort of trance.
Yes, a trance. Well, while in this trance, they didn't recognize the very man they were after, Elisha. So, like children, the general and his army followed Elisha to Samaria. I'm right so far, aren't I, General?
Yes, your majesty, except that Elisha misled us. He said, this is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. And being in a trance, we followed him to Samaria.
Exactly. Anyway, after getting our army inside the walls of Samaria, Elisha prayed to his God to remove the spell or trance or whatever it was. And then our men realized that they were inside Samaria and helpless.
That's right. Elisha raised his arms to the sky and said something to his God, Your Majesty.
Yes, and to add insult to injury, Elisha even gave our men food and water before releasing them.
It was a delicious feast, Your Majesty.
It was a dirty, mean, low-down trick. Elisha should have put our men to death, as befits a courageous soldier. I say that this trickery, this treating of our soldiers like women, should be avenged. Gentlemen, you have spoken. I heed the wise counsel of my counselors, and we shall wage immediate war against the prophet Elisha and the people of Judah, especially of the walled city of Samaria. General, formulate battle plans at once, and remember this isn't a war to take captives or to subdue a nation, but rather a war to bring disgrace and suffering and humility to a people who dare treat us as a bunch of women and children.
And it came to pass that the king of Judah, in the royal palace at Samaria, was informed of the approach of the vast Syrian army.
The Syrian army is marching against us, against Samaria?
They are headed in this general direction, Your Majesty.
Oh, but they're surely not headed here. They can't be. Why, we treated them like long-lost brothers. They certainly wouldn't reciprocate with war, or would they? Get the general in here, on the double.
Long live the king.
General, did you know that the Syrians are marching against us?
Yes, I was just informed of that fact, Your Majesty.
Well, what do you make of it?
War, Your Majesty.
This is no time for levity, General.
Well, it is war, Your Majesty, according to my informant, an all-out war.
But why? Why should they make war against us after we treated them so well, even fed them?
Well, there's no accounting for human behavior, Your Majesty.
You're human, I think. Yes. What is your behavior? What have you done to prepare the defenses of our city against the Syrians?
Nothing as yet, Your Majesty. I was just informed.
Then what are you doing here? Get out of here and do something.
Yes.
Prepare your weapons. Close and bar the gates. Muster your full strength. On your way. Now.
Yes, Your Majesty. Long live the king.
I told you to have every bow and arrow in Samaria turned into you so you'd know... Yes, yes, what?
The Syrian army is rapidly approaching, General.
Where are they now?
Almost to Dothan, sir.
All right, keep me informed.
Yes, sir.
Now, Corporal, coming back to the arms that are within the city, I want... Yep.
Dear, you have to slow down. You can't keep up this pace.
I have to. Our survival depends on proper preparation.
Let someone else do the work. You're the general.
General, the Syrians, they're, well, within about 20 minutes.
Thank you, Scribe. I'll come to headquarters immediately.
Yes, sir.
The gates are all closed and bolted?
Yes, sir.
The archers in place?
Yes, sir.
Lookouts?
Yes, sir.
Where are the Syrians now?
Just beyond that knoll. If you listen carefully, you can hear them.
I guess there's nothing to do except wait for their attack. We certainly aren't prepared to attack them.
There's a signal from the north lookout, sir. He can see the head of the approaching army.
May God help Israel this day.
There's another signal from the north observation post, General.
Yes?
It says that the Syrian army is splitting up, deflecting.
Huh.
Half going to the right, around the city wall, and the other half to the left, the other way around the city wall.
Huh. Well, let's go to the observation post ourselves.
Yes, sir.
I wonder what they're doing.
Evidently, sir, that they're going to surround the city.
Yes. But why?
Could it be, sir, that they're going to besiege us instead of open warfare?
Yes, anything's possible.
Well, a long enough siege and we'd have to surrender or die of thirst and hunger.
Yes, they could win that way without firing a single arrow or without the loss of a single man. But that isn't human.
No war is human, is it, sir?
Regiment! Halt!
They've completely surrounded the city, sir.
Yes, this is the sort of warfare I didn't count on. I've made no arrangements for a siege.
How long can we last bottled up within the city walls like this?
Well, that depends on... Listen.
Dismissed! Pitch your tents and to make camp!
We're in for a long siege, no doubt about it. Scribe, take a survey immediately of all the provisions, anything edible. Report to me as soon as you're finished.
Yes, sir.
You may come forward, General.
Long live the king. Long live the king.
You requested an audience to make a report of the war, I believe?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Well?
Well, the situation isn't good, Your Majesty. A long siege and we're whipped. There's a surprisingly little amount of food within the city.
Well, surely you have taken steps to preserve what little food there is?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. And if it please His Majesty, I should like to make a suggestion.
Yes?
Elisha, the prophet of God, is within the city, Your Majesty. His advice might well be sought during this emergency.
It doesn't please me. The present situation is a result of me taking his advice the last time the Syrians marched against us. I let them go free on Elisha's advice. Never again. I'll handle the situation in my way. Confiscate all the food. Distribute it according to the... No. Sell it. The royal treasury will benefit from this.
And there was a great famine in Samaria. So little food was there that a donkey's head sold for 40 pieces of silver.
I'll take this, whatever it is.
That, madam, is a lamb's foot. 15 pieces of silver, please.
15? It's robbery, that's what it is.
Do you want it or don't you?
Here.
And next.
Scribe, I'm going out on the city wall and look the situation over.
Do you think it's safe, Your Majesty?
Of course.
But people are hungry, and an empty stomach knows no...
I'm not afraid of the people. I am their king.
Nevertheless, Your Majesty, the people are...
All right. If it'll make you feel better, you may accompany me.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
This hunger and suffering of my people it's about the worst thing that has ever happened to Israel.
It is, Your Majesty. The worst. Absolutely the worst blight Israel has ever known.
But why? Why? Why is God bringing this upon us?
Israel has sinned, Your Majesty. The people have forgotten God. They worship false gods. They have apostatized. God is trying to bring us to our senses.
Your Majesty, Your Majesty, help me. I pray thee, help me. I am hungry.
If the Lord God of heaven does not help you, how do you expect me to do? Out of the grain of the non-existent barn floor? Or perhaps out of the wine press without grapes?
Oh, please help me. Help me.
Woman, you weep and wail beyond need. See, your fellow sufferers do not wail like you. What ails you, truly ails you?
Oh, my lord, the king. I have been duped by a friend, a woman. This woman said unto me, give of thy son today that we may eat and be revived. She promised that she would give her son the next day.
You bargain to eat your sons?
But she hasn't kept her word. She has hid her son from me, and now I am starved. Oh, help me, your majesty. Help me.
And it came to pass that when the king heard the words of the woman, that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh.
This is all Elisha's fault. God do also to me if Elisha go unpunished. The head of Elisha shall this day be taken from him. I have spoken.
And Elisha the prophet of God was in Samaria in his home. And the elders of Samaria sat with him.
We know, elders of Samaria, that there is no solution to our present plight unless it comes directly from God as a miracle.
A miracle? Can you bring about a miracle, Elisha?
No, I can't cause a miracle. But anyone, you, I, anyone can bring about a miracle by loving and obeying God. If God sees a miracle as necessary, he will cause one.
Is God going to save Samaria by a miracle?
Yes, definitely. Right now, this very minute, God has revealed to me that a messenger from the king will soon knock on this door.
A messenger from the king? What will he want?
He comes for me. The king is going to have me beheaded.
But how do you know that?
The king blames me for the Syrian invasion.
Well, I agree with the king. You are to blame. I thought all along the king, upon your advice, made a mistake when he let the Syrian soldiers go free.
When the messenger arrives, I want to talk to him. He'll be knocking any moment now.
Do you mean to say that you know where the messenger is and what he wants without being told? Do you actually expect us to...
That's the messenger now.
I am looking for the prophet Elisha.
Yes, I know.
You wish to see me?
Yes, sir. The king sends for you.
To behead me?
Well, sir, this siege, this famine and the suffering and death all around us is... well, it's God's doings. He is permitting all this, and you are God's representative. The king sees no merit in waiting for God to take away the invading army or the famine. He's going to do something about it himself. Now, come with me, please.
Will you first listen to the words of God?
Well, make it short.
Tomorrow, the famine will end.
End? The famine? Tomorrow?
A measure of fine flour is selling right now for how much?
Well, if you can find flour, you'll need many, many shekels to buy a measure of it.
And a measure of barley?
Well, as much almost as flour.
Tomorrow, in the gate of Samaria, you'll be able to buy flour for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel.
A measure of flour for a shekel and 2 measures of barley. If the windows of heaven were opened and showered us with all sorts of fine grain and foods, this might happen, but otherwise, no.
I realize, my dear man, that you are a power in court. The king leans heavily upon your wisdom and experience. But even so, I say unto you, this thing shall come to pass tomorrow. You yourself shall see it, but you shall not benefit thereby.
If this happens, I won't eat of the plenty.
Thou shalt not eat thereof.
And it came to pass that very night that 4 social outcasts, men full of leprosy, sat at the entering in of the city gate, and they said one to another,
Why sit here? We're like fools.
Because we're leprous, outcasts. We're beggars trying to beg an existence from the good people of Samaria.
Well, the good people of Samaria are themselves dying of hunger. They ought to give us?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, no. No, they don't.
Why, just today I heard about a case where a woman ate her own baby.
Oh. Oh, how could she?
Well, Israel surely has reached a new low ebb. No denying that.
And I'm hungry. No denying that.
What would you propose? Go into the city itself and beg for food?
Oh, there's no food in the city.
Would you remain here, then?
What for? There's nothing to eat here.
We die of hunger if we remain here.
I suppose.
And which do you prefer to do, stay here and die or go into the city and die?
I can't see that there's any difference.
You'd prefer to remain alive, wouldn't you?
Well, if I had a choice, yes.
Yeah, we could go outside the city walls.
You forget, my dear man, that the Syrian soldiers surround the city, and they don't like us Israelites.
Well, they might capture us and kill us, yes?
Man.
And a quick death by Syrian hands might be better than a lingering death by starvation.
I don't want any quick death. While there's life, there's hope, you know.
Ah, my dear man, you overlook one possibility. Maybe the Syrian soldiers won't kill us. Then what?
We'd still be alive, and that's what I prefer.
Well, it's a 50-50 chance. If we place ourselves at the mercy of the Syrians and they kill us, we die. Mm-hmm. If they don't kill us, well, we eat, we live. Mm-hmm. The worst thing that can happen to us in any of the three choices we make is...
Death, yeah, I know. Well, I'm in favor of taking that 50-50 chance. The Syrians aren't such bad fellows, I hear.
Well, all in favor of appealing to the mercy of the Syrians, say so.
I'm in favor.
Past carried, so be it. We shall await daylight, leprous gentlemen. Then forward we go to the camp of the enemy.
Daylight, come quickly.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, wake up! Wake up! I wish to announce that daylight approaches. Rise, for today we eat or starve, live or die, sink or swim.
Oh, don't be so dramatic about it.
Would my lord care for his bath?
Bath? Ooh, perish the thought.
Breakfast in bed, perhaps.
Breakfast, period.
Figs, broiled fish, wine?
A general. I eat generals, raw, these kinds of mornings.
Speaking of generals... Shall we go, gentlemen, to the camp of the enemy? Yeah, I see all three of you are bubbling over with enthusiasm. Mm. Oh, very well, let's go. Forward, march!
I feel like I'm marching to my doom.
Well, at any rate, we're going forward.
Forward is right, but to what? Death? Salvation? Slavery? Hey, I forgot about that. Maybe they'll make us slaves.
Nope, I don't think so.
It's better than starvation.
Yep, but they won't. People just don't want slaves who have leprosy.
Then we are marching to our death. Who said that?
Well, the enemy, stupid.
I said it.
Oh, you frightened me out of my wits.
If any...
Gentlemen, I called a halt because we're about to enter the camp of the Syrian army. In fact, we're on the very edge, the outskirts of the enemy camp, right?
That's right.
Well, do you see anything unusual?
I don't see anything.
So that's just the point. You don't see anything and nothing at all.
Say, yes, it's right.
Well, maybe they've gone to breakfast.
Something is queer here. I wonder what.
Why don't we ask someone?
Ask who, simpleton?
Yeah, at least he has a sense of humor. Yeah,
sense of humor? He don't have any sense. Humor or otherwise.
Hey, there's a tent. Why don't we see if somebody's at home and ask him?
Well, I'll accept that suggestion in lieu of a better one. Come on.
Shh, quiet.
Quiet? What for? Who's going to hear us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot.
Perhaps we'd better go around the back of the tent.
What for?
Well, might be a trap.
Well, I'll find out. Hello? Hello in there? Anyone home in there? Hello? No one's home. I'm going in.
Now be careful. It might be a trap.
It isn't a trap.
Oh, he's a brave man.
Children and fools go where angels fear to tread.
Hey, fellows! Fellas, come on in here.
Come on, let's see what he's found.
Hey, fellas, no one's home, and it looks like they were in the midst of a feast when they left. Look, meat, wine, wafers. I'm going to eat.
Oh, Just a moment. You can't eat that.
Oh, why can't I?
Because it might be a trap. Anyway, we've got to set a watch. Oh. Someone has to look out so that the enemy can't sneak up on us and surprise us.
Yeah, that's right.
You go out front of the tent and watch while we eat.
All right.
Help yourselves, gentlemen. Eat to your fill.
Yeah. Hey, fellas, come quickly. The next tent, no one's home there either. And the food they left. Fried quail, pomegranates, nuts, grapes.
We're waiting for
over there. Come on, gentlemen.
Come on.
And the four leprous men ate, drank, and made merry. And they took gold and silver and hid it. And they entered into another tent and carried away more gold and silver and hid it. And then one of them said,
"This is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. Well, let's run and tell everyone in the city so they may eat and be merry also.
Come on,
let's go."
Come forward, General.
Long live the king. Long live the king.
I sent for you, General, to show you how clever the Syrian army is. During the night, they left their camp and hid in the hills. Oh. They know we're hungry, and when we see their empty camp, they'll think we'll rush out, and then they'll pounce on us.
The Syrian army has deserted their camp, Your Majesty?
That's the report, General.
Well, I don't believe it. They were there last night, and I heard nothing unusual during the night. My sentries didn't either, or they would have notified me. Your Majesty, are you sure of the source of your report?
Four leprous men were in the camp. They told my porter, and he reported it to me.
Well, Your Majesty, I suggest that we investigate before we do anything foolish. With your permission, Your Majesty, I'll send a spy outside the wall to see if the Syrian army is still in camp or not.
Permission granted.
King. Long live the king.
Yes, General?
It's true, Your Majesty. The Syrian army has fled their camp.
Well, where did they go, General?
That, Your Majesty, is something I intend to find out. With Your Majesty's permission, I shall send horsemen and chariots to follow the Syrians.
Permission granted.
And the horsemen and chariots went after the Syrian army. And lo, they went after them even to the Jordan River. And the ground was full of garments and vessels which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the king was told thereof.
I hereby declare a holiday, so that the people may go hence into the deserted camp of the Syrian army and make spoil thereof.
And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. And a measure of flour that day was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of Elisha, the man of God.
You are my most trusted minister.
I try to be, Your Majesty.
I lean heavily upon your wisdom and judgment.
I am happy to serve my king.
Therefore, I now appoint you to have charge of the city gate. You will regulate the coming and going of all my people through the gate.
Elisha was right about one thing. Today the prices of barley and flour are what he said they would be, but he was wrong when he said that I would not benefit by it. I'm going to buy some right now.
And the great throng pushed and surged until the king's minister was trod upon, and he died. And once again, the word of the Lord, as spoken by Elisha the prophet, was fulfilled. One thing puzzled the king.
Elisha, I know that thou art truly a man of God. Thou speakest for God. He revealeth his secrets to thee. Tell me, why did the Syrian army flee their camp? It is impossible for an entire army to disappear, but they did. How? Why?
O king, the Lord God made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And the Syrians said one to another, "Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the king of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to come upon us. Therefore the Syrians arose and fled in the early dawn and left their tents and their horses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives.